for those of you that have yet to meditate, if you sit comfortably, feet flat on the floor, this is the first part of connecting to the present moment in meditation, is connecting to your physiology. And by that, what we're doing is we're actually having a conversation. It's a two-way thing. You are aware of you're focusing your attention on your physiology, and your physiology responds with information. Are you cool or warm or tired or alert or relaxed or alert or stressed or comfortable or uncomfortable, and so on and so forth? And where is all that happening? So it's like a tap, but because of our future focus, we have a tendency to turn it off. And then what meditation does is that helps us to open it up. So just this grounding exercise where we focus our attention on how we're sitting, feet on the floor, elbows by the side, head balanced comfortably on top of the spine. If you place your fingers and thumbs very gently in contact like that, and allow yourself to be aware of what your body's telling you right now. Very probably many of you are tired. Very probably some of you are uncomfortable in some way. And that feedback, that's the beginning of the meditation. It's us connecting to the present moment through our physiology. And then just notice the movement of the sound of the bell through time. And I'll sound it one more time. And so there's two portals into the present moment. One is the body, how you feel. The other is sound. And so throughout this meditation, you'll be able to hear my voice. There's a recognition to be had, a realization that it's the nature of the present moment. There is sound. And that sound is moving through time. As are all of the physical sensations. So we check in with our physiology, with your elbows by the side. You might have to put them back a little bit. You'll notice your back straighten up naturally. Leave your hands resting gently on the thighs. And find the most comfortable position for your head. And allow yourself to become aware of the breath rising and falling. So there's all of these sensations. There's whatever sound there is. And then there's the movement of the breath. And so we can choose how tightly we focus on all of this. So, for example, with sound, you could just listen to the sound of my voice, or you could open your focus, your awareness, and become aware of all sound. Notice you can move from one to the other. My words and other sounds. But we're not interested, you're not interested in the words. You don't have to interpret them. Your mind will do it. What we're interested in is the movement of time, the movement of the sound through time. So there's quite a lot of information now. There's the information from the body, all the sensory awareness. All of the feelings, feeling of the feet on the ground, feeling of being pushed into the chair, feeling of your shoulders being pulled down, the feeling of the belly rising and falling. And if there's some emotion that you're aware of, there may be another feeling there. And the sound, my words, movements in your building, sounds outside, traffic, airplanes, birds, whatever it might happen to be. And so your mind can move from one of these to another or if it can become still enough and relaxed enough you can let all of these senses and sensations in. Just like you're stepping into a lake. You can stand by the shoreline, looking down at the pebbles and rocks that you're standing on. Or you can just push off from the shore and immerse yourself. Allowing yourself to float in it. And so that's the choice you have with the present moment. We can focus on one element of it, a sound, your breath, a sensation. An emotion, something you see, your thoughts, or we can rest our mind in all of the phenomena of the present moment, in the same way that we rest when we're floating in a lake. We're allowing all of the sensations of the water. To feed into our physiology. So we can do the same thing with the present moment. Just allow it in. The cycle of the breath. Words. Sounds, thoughts, sensations, whatever your mind constructs, however you feel, whatever emotions there are. And so we're just witnessing it. Noticing it all. And right at the center of this experience, is the movement of the breath in the belly. Just the movement, the rising and falling of the belly. And by noting that, by labeling it, when the belly rises and falls, we still have the choice of focusing on that one element or staying with it and still allowing ourselves to be aware of all of the other phenomena. So either the breath is in the foreground or it's in the background. And all of the other sensations, thoughts, images, memories, sounds, feelings, smells, tastes, whatever we see, it can all be in the background. And so what is in the foreground, what becomes in the foreground is stillness, calmness. We're noticing the belly, rising and falling. Repeating that in our minds as the belly rises. So rising, the belly falls in your mind, falling. Rising, falling. and the mind does gentle touches of all of the other phenomena, inner and outer. All we're doing is staying aware of the movement of the belly, rising, falling. If you find your mind drawn away, you relax back into the present moment. We're not pulling our attention back. We're releasing what the mind was clinging to when it drew our attention away. We're just letting go of that. And back to noticing all the phenomena of the present moment and the rising and falling of the belly. And gently repeating in our mind, rising, falling. Once we notice the mind's wandered, we gently release what the mind has wandered to. Just let it go, let it drift away. Back to noticing the belly rising and falling. And all the waves of experience washing up against your consciousness. So I'll just practice this for the next few minutes. I call it the present moment meditation. just in case you're drifting away, either into sleep or into the domain of the mind and the future, I'll just sound the bell. Just to help you find your way back to the present moment. And notice it moving through time. And all we're doing is noticing the movement. Just come back to that movement of the belly. Or if you prefer, the sensation of the breath in the nostrils. You can move from one to the other. If you're noticing the breath in the nostrils, you'll be noticing the coolness and warmth. The coolness and sharpness, the alertness of the in-breath, and the relaxing warmth of the out-breath. So if you ever need to be more alert, you focus on the in-breath. Just noticing an in-breath. Another in-breath. Another in-breath. If you ever need to relax, just focus on the out-breath. Ideally making it audible. Just noticing the sound as you breathe out. And then you're just out breath. out breath. Out breath. So the in breath, alertness, alertness, alertness. The out breath, relax, relax, relax. And you're noticing the cycle, the rhythm of the breath. And all of the other phenomena, thoughts and emotions and sounds and sensations and smells and tastes and awareness of many, many different things, what you can see, how bright it is, how dark it is, how warm it is, how cool, all happening. They're like planets circling around this one focused star of your breath. But they're still there. The breath is the best anchor to the present moment. If your mind becomes unhelpful, breathe in, coolness of the in-breath in the nostrils. Breathe out, relaxing down through the body. You're bringing your awareness back to now. Notice unhelpful emotions. You can do the same thing. Resentment or anger or irritation or boredom or frustration or worry or whatever it happens to be. It's a universal focus on the present moment. Back to the coolness in the nostrils and the warmth of the out-breath. If the mind's busy, you repeat in your mind, rising, falling. It doesn't matter how busy the mind is, doesn't matter how many times the mind wanders, doesn't matter how compelling the thoughts are, doesn't matter whatever sensation, whatever emotion arises, whatever thoughts arise, they'll subside. The breath is an anchor to the present moment, and the present moment is the vantage point from which you witness your mind. The more aware we become of the mind, the more familiar we become with the mind, and the more comfortable we become with the mind. And then the duration and the intensity of thoughts diminishes. to a level that's proportional with our experience in the present moment. Whenever you're ready, in your very own time, gently return your attention to your surroundings.